In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are going to provide some information about the fate of many priests, religious, and seminarians who were imprisoned in the Dachau concentration camp, 8 miles or 13 kilometers from the city of Munich in Germany. Approximately 2,500 priests and religious passed through this camp between the years 1938 and 1945. Of these, 1,030 died of hunger, disease, or in the gas chambers. There were 1,700 Polish priests among them, and 880 of them died. In total, in Poland, the Nazis killed 2,000 diocesan priests and 370 religious. Of 17,000 nuns, 280 were murdered. Another 4,000 priests and religious and 1,100 nuns were imprisoned in different concentration camps. We must remember that throughout the Second World War, the Nazis killed in different camps and for different reasons, not only priests, but also homosexuals, gypsies, political opponents, and especially Jews. In total, about 6 million Jews, according to some, although the exact number will never be known. In Auschwitz alone, some 2,500 gypsies died, and in total, 250,000 were murdered. Homosexuals who were murdered would be between 10,000 and 15,000. Among the priests, there were many who gave a heroic testimony of faith, so that the Church has been able to declare some saints and others blessed or venerable, worthy of veneration. For the priests, the Mass was a spiritual necessity. That is why, when they could not celebrate it, they tried to at least get communion. However, whenever they could get hold of a little bread and a few drops of wine, they celebrated it secretly in some dark corner, celebrating the Mass by memory, as in the catacombs of the first centuries. And they consecrated hosts to be able to give communion to the faithful Catholics who wanted it. They also confessed and gave the anointing of the sick to the dying. During epidemics, some priests locked themselves up with the people in quarantine to attend to them, since neither the doctors, nor the nurses, nor the guards wanted to be present for fear of contagion. It is interesting to note that when they were able to have a chapel, only one could celebrate Mass, and only for 30 minutes, but everyone received communion. The parish priest of the town of Dachau provided them with hosts and wine, and also the young religious Josepha Maria Imma Mack, who frequently went to the Dachau concentration camp to buy flowers and vegetables for her convent in Munich, and who, with the help of her religious sisters, brought letters, food, medicine, and other things for the prisoners, thus risking her life. Hopefully, the example of many priests, religious, and seminarians will be an encouragement for us to live our faith fully and be able to give our lives for God rather than deny our faith. In March of the year 1933, Bishop Bertram begins to point out as deserving blame the illegal acts committed by the Nazis against church institutions and property to the German president Paul von Hindenburg and asks for his protection against attacks. From 1933 to 1939, the Church sent to Hitler 55 complaints of violations of the Concordat. Hitler doesn't even answer them. In the month of January of the year 1934, Eugenio Maria Giuseppe Giovanni Pacelli, future Pope Venerable Pius XII, Secretary of State of the Holy See, points out as deserving blame the Nazi regime's imprisonment of an increasing number of priests. On April 7, 1934, Nazi demonstrators storm the bishop's palace in the city of Würzburg in Germany's Bavaria region and destroy it. On June 30th of the year 1934, by order of Hitler, many Catholics who are against the Nazi regime are murdered. In the year 1935, many Nazi aggressions took place against Catholics in the city of Munster. The Nazis chant attack slogans against the church, such as, "When German youth march, Christ bursts," and describe the clergy with disapproval as a gang of liars in black robes and black pigs. That year, the regime establishes discriminatory norms for Catholic workers and initiates a campaign of communicating false statements against the church, with trials controlled by dishonest means. In the year 1938, after the annexation of Austria, the Nazis ban Catholic youth organizations and the teaching of the Catholic religion in the country, and shortly after, they ordered the closure of the centuries-old Innsbruck Theology Faculty. On October 8th of the year 1938, hundreds of Nazis storm the Archbishop's Palace in Vienna and wound Archbishop Theodor Innitzer. The palace is looted by the Nazis, who steal objects and works of sacred art. On March 2nd of the year 1939, the new Pope, Pope Venerable Pius XII, is a dedicated opponent of the Nazis and helped many thousands of Jews during the war. As a consequence, the Nazis nicknamed him Voljud, which means complete Jew. In September of the year 1939, in the invasion of Poland, the Nazis closed the seminaries and arrest seminarians, priests, and some bishops. In the Warthgau, also known as the Reichsgau Worthland, a part of the country annexed to Germany, there are mass arrests of churchmen, both Poles and Germans, who are sent to prisons and concentration camps. In December of the year 1940, the Nazis begin to raid monasteries, seizing their land and property. In the month of February of the year 1942, Dr. Klaus Karl Schilling begins experiments on human beings at the Dachau concentration camp. Among his 1,200 victims in the following 3 years are Catholic priests. The number of persecuted Catholics is shown in the situation of their clergy. In Germany alone, out of approximately 28,000 priests, more than 12,000 suffered repression at the hands of the Nazis, such as interrogations, intimidation, threats, prison, and concentration camps. Nearly 3,000 Catholic religious, deacons, priests, and bishops ended up in the Dachau concentration camp. Of these, approximately 1,700 were Poles, and 860 perished there. Each group of people was identified by a triangle sewn on the clothing. The red color was for political opponents, green for criminals, pink for homosexuals, black for parasites or antisocialists. The Jews were divided into various categories and were subjected to the greatest cruelties. Their triangle was double and yellow, which made the pattern of the Star of David. In July 1938, 6,700 people were arrested at Dachau. 4 months later, 10,000 Jews arrested during the Night of Broken Glass, also called the November Pogrom, on November 9th and 10th of the year 1938, arrived at the camp. Many of these Jews agreed to leave Germany under the threat of being plundered or transferred to the Buchenwald concentration camp. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.